like to dress up real much and put a lot of rouge on and everything. You'd say she likes to.
She likes to. Paint her cheeks, put rouge on her lips,
and
blacken the eyebrows.
And if she really is a pretty dresser and everything, you'd say she must have. You ever use primp?
Oh, primp.
Yeah.
She loves to primp.
Uh-huh. Or anything else you call it.
Wears her clothes well. Perfect fit or something like that.
What do you use for the thing that you carry your money? Papers and things.
Pocketbook.
And the jewelry that you wear on your wrist.
A bracelet.
And around your neck.
Necklace.
Or
earrings.
No, around your neck. Anything else.
Coat.
Beads. And men use to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Uh-huh. And if you have a thing to keep out the rain, it's
an umbrella.
And if you make up the bed, you have a
spread.
And you lie on a
recline
on a
pillow.
Uh-huh. If you have a great big bed, what do you call it?
Double bed.
But a large pillow that goes clear across the bed.
Bolster.
I wouldn't know that. And what do you call the kind of stitched thing that has, that's kind of puffy, that you put over the bed, over the blanket?
Spread, bedspread.
It's kind of like a spread or a blanket, but it's a, you know, sometimes they stitch them by hands and have bees where they do all this.
Pillowcase?
No, this is a coverlet that goes over the bed.
Bedspread or? Quilt?
Uh-huh.
Quilt.
Okay. And if you have to sleep on the floor?
On a pallet.
Okay, back to the farmland again. If land is really, really doing well and it's producing a lot of crops and the farmers are happy, how do you describe this land?
Good harvest.
Uh-huh. But the land itself is very...
It has to be fertilized.
Now, the Memphis land and the Mississippi land has often been called a term as opposed to top land.
Delta land.
Uh-huh.
Cotton. Good for raising cotton, corn,
and bottomland.